Unit 3, Lesson 1 to Lesson 3B, Part 1, Listening.
第一部分，听力。
1. Listening Comprehension.
听力理解。
A. Listen and choose the right picture.
根据你听到的内容，选出相应的图片。
1. Tom is surfing the net for some information about his trip to Yunnan.Tom is surfing the net for some information about his trip to Yunnan.
2. The Wang's family are discussing whether to buy a car. The Wang's family are discussing whether to buy a car.
3.People are donating clothes and food to the earthquake-stricken areas. People are donating clothes and food to the earthquake-stricken areas.
4. It is reported that the flood in the south has destroyed an important railway. It is reported that the flood in the south has destroyed an important railway.
5. I'm afraid your suitcase is overweight. I'm afraid your suitcase is overweight.
6. Many people are considering buying their own cars. Many people are considering buying their own cars.
B.Listen to the dialogue and choose the best answer to the question you hear.
根据你听到的对话和问题，选出最恰当的答案。
7. The taxi is waiting downstairs. Let's hurry.
Wait a minute. I'll take some food with us. I don't like the meal served on the train.
Question. What are the speakers going to do? The taxi is waiting downstairs. Let's hurry.
Wait a minute. I'll take some food with us.I don't like the meal served on the train.
Question. What are the speakers going to do? 8. What happened to you? You're so late.
My car broke down on the highway, and I had to walk.
Question. Why did the woman have to walk? What happened to you? You're so late.
My car broke down on the highway, and I had to walk.
Question. Why did the woman have to walk? 9. My tap is leaky. What do you think I should do?
Why don't you call Jimmy?
Question. What does the woman mean? My tap is leaky. What do you think I should do?
Why don't you call Jimmy?
Question. What does the woman mean?
10. The presentation made by Professor Jackson was too difficult to understand.
Well, I think he didn't speak slowly enough for us to take the notes.
Question. What did the man complain about? The presentation made by Professor Jackson was too difficult to understand.
Well, I think he didn't speak slowly enough for us to take the notes.
Question. What did the man complain about?
11. Shall we drive to the countryside on Saturday?
Oh, no. I like going by train, and it's cheaper.
But the car will be quicker, and the train isn't cheaper because we have to get taxis to and from the station, and they're expensive.
Oh, all right, but you can drive all the way.
Question. How are they going to get to the countryside? Shall we drive to the countryside on Saturday?
Oh, no.I like going by train, and it's cheaper.
But the car will be quicker, and the train isn't cheaper because we have to get taxis to and from the station, and they're expensive.
Oh, all right, but you can drive all the way.
Question, how are they going to get to the countryside?
12. I've been waiting here almost half an hour. How come it took you so long?
Sorry, I had to drive 2 blocks before I found a place to park the car.
Question: What can we learn from the dialogue? I've been waiting here almost half an hour. How come it took you so long?
Sorry, I had to drive 2 blocks before I found a place to park the car.
Question: What can we learn from the dialogue? You've sold your car. You don't need one?
Not really. I never liked driving anyway. Now we've moved to a place near the underground. We can get about quite conveniently.
Question: What can we learn from the dialogue? You've sold your car. You don't need one?
Not really. I never liked driving anyway. Now we've moved to a place near the underground. We can get about quite conveniently.
Question: What can we learn from the dialogue? Turn right here, please.
Sorry, madam. That sign tells us we can't drive down the street.
Okay, just leave me here and I'll walk.
Question: What's the probable relationship between the two speakers?
Turn right here, please.
Sorry, madam. That sign tells us we can't drive down the street.
Okay, just leave me here and I'll walk.
Question: What's the probable relationship between the two speakers? C. Listen to the passage and tell whether the following statements are true or false.
判断下列句子是否符合你听到的内容。符合的用 T 表示，不符合的用 F 表示。
All the housewives who went to the new supermarket had one great ambition, to be the lucky customer who did not have to pay for her shopping. For this was what the notice just inside the entrance promised. It said, Remember, once a week, one of our customers gets free goods. This may be your lucky day. For several weeks, Mrs. Edwards hoped, like many of her friends, to be the lucky customer.Unlike her friends, she never gave up hope. The cupboards in her kitchen were full of things that she did not need. Her husband tried to advise her not to buy things, but failed. She dreamed of the day when the manager of the supermarket would go near to her and say, Madam, this is your lucky day. Everything in your basket is free. One Friday morning, after she finished her shopping and had taken it to her car,She found that she had forgotten to buy some tea. She returned to the supermarket, got the tea, and went to the checkout. As she did so, she saw the manager of the supermarket coming to her. Madam, he said, I want to congratulate you. You are our lucky customer, and everything in your basket is free. All the housewives who went to the new supermarket...had one great ambition, to be the lucky customer who did not have to pay for her shopping. For this was what the notice just inside the entrance promised. It said, Remember, once a week, one of our customers gets free goods. This may be your lucky day. For several weeks, Mrs. Edwards hoped, like many of her friends, to be the lucky customer. Unlike her friends, she never gave up hope.The cupboards in her kitchen were full of things that she did not need. Her husband tried to advise her not to buy things, but failed. She dreamed of the day when the manager of the supermarket would go near to her and say, Madam, this is your lucky day. Everything in your basket is free. One Friday morning, after she finished her shopping and had taken it to her car, she found that she had forgotten to buy some tea.She returned to the supermarket, got the tea, and went to the checkout. As she did so, she saw the manager of the supermarket coming to her. Madam, he said, I want to congratulate you. You are our lucky customer, and everything in your basket is free. D. Listen to the passage and complete the following sentences.
听短文，完成下列内容，每空格限填一词。
Since there are a large number of cars on our roads, everyone's life is in danger. In order to create an environmentally friendly and safe world, it is necessary for each country to limit the permits in number. Second, car factories should try to improve the efficiency of vehicles, such as developing new power sources like fuel cells and natural gas, etc. Third,Try to improve efficiency of traffic by setting up bus lanes and giving priority to carpools and vehicles with three or more passengers. Besides, traffic can be scheduled. For example, large companies can arrange working hours for separate times. Commuting long distances in cars to work needs to be brought to an end. Single passenger driving to work should stop through laws.These are the possible solutions to traffic problems. Let's take action now. Since there are a large number of cars on our roads, everyone's life is in danger. In order to create an environmentally friendly and safe world, it is necessary for each country to limit the permits in number. Second,Car factories should try to improve the efficiency of vehicles, such as developing new power sources like fuel cells and natural gas, etc. Third, try to improve efficiency of traffic by setting up bus lanes and giving priority to carpools and vehicles with three or more passengers. Besides, traffic can be scheduled. For example, large companies can arrange working hours for separate times.Commuting long distances in cars to work needs to be brought to an end. Single passenger driving to work should stop through laws. These are the possible solutions to traffic problems. Let's take action now.